Hola and welcome to today's Pro Spanish lesson. As always, a bit of vocabulary down at the bottom to start with to help all learners access the lesson. Cambiar, cambiar is to change. To change, cambiar. Hacer is to do or to make. Hacer. Ver is to see. Ver to see. And then lo is it. And al final is in the end, in the end. And quise is I wanted. Now, if you're completely new to Spanish, don't feel that you need to remember all of these words. You'll pick them up as we practice. Okay, so let's have a look first at, well, let's take ver, to see. How would you say to see it, to see it? Verlo, verlo. And it's all one word. So the word it, lo, just sticks onto the end of ver. It sticks onto the ver. So verlo, to see it. How about to make it? To make it, what would that be? Hacerlo, hacerlo. All one word. How about I wanted to make it. I wanted to make it. What would that be? Quise hacerlo. Quise hacerlo. I wanted to make it. And that would also mean I wanted to do it. Quise hacerlo. I wanted to do it. So to make and to do, the same word. How about I wanted to change it? What would that be? I wanted to change it. Quise cambiarlo. Quise cambiarlo. And you might know that to make a negative, we have no at the beginning. No. So what's I didn't want? No quise. No quise. So how would you say, in the end, I didn't want to do it. In the end, I didn't want to do it. What would that be? Al final, no quise hacerlo. Al final, no quise hacerlo. Now the word llegué, llegué, llegué is mostly translated as I arrived, because llegar is to arrive. So llegué, I arrived, and that's so. But it also helps to think of llegué as I got, as in I got to a place. Say, for example, I got to Madrid last night. I got home late. So in Spanish, we could use llegué, I arrived. But in English, we would tend to say I got home late, or in the end, I got to Madrid, whatever it might be. So it helps to think of llegué as well as I arrived, but also as I got to somewhere. So how would you say I got to Madrid? It could be last night. We'll leave that out for the moment, like I got to Madrid last night. We'll just say I got to Madrid. And the word for to is a. So how would you say that? Llegué a Madrid. Llegué a Madrid. I got to Madrid. How about I didn't get to Seville? So like a longer sentence might be, I didn't get to Seville until late last night. But let's just have I didn't get to Seville. What would that be? No llegué a Sevilla. No llegué a Sevilla. I didn't get to Seville. How about, in the end, I didn't get to Valencia. In the end, I didn't get to Valencia. Al final, no llegué a Valencia. Al final, no llegué a Valencia. And you can see how got to is a better translation of llegué here than arrived, because in the end I didn't arrive at Valencia or to Valencia. It just doesn't sound quite right. So got to is a good translation. I'll just briefly interrupt this lesson to remind you of my levels 1 to 6 course, which you can download from prospanish.co.uk. And this course takes you step by step from a beginner level or post-beginner level all the way up to conversational Spanish. Okay, so that's prospanish.co.uk. Now this idea of got to, llegué a, can be used in another useful way. So look at this phrase. No llegué a ver la Mona Lisa. No llegué a ver la Mona Lisa. I didn't get to see the Mona Lisa. I didn't get to see. So something that you didn't manage to do. In the same way as I didn't get to do something, I didn't arrive to do something. No llegué a ver la Mona Lisa. I didn't get to see the Mona Lisa. How about just simply, I didn't get to see it. What would that be? I didn't get to see it. No llegué a verlo. No llegué a verlo. How about, in the end, I didn't get to do it. In the end, I didn't get to do it. What would that be? Al final, no llegué a hacerlo. Al final, no llegué a hacerlo. How about, I didn't get to change it. No llegué a cambiarlo. No llegué a cambiarlo. How about, in the end, I didn't get to make sangria. In the end, I didn't get to make sangria. What would that be? Al final, no llegué a hacer sangría. Al final, no llegué a hacer sangría. Okay, now we've seen that lo is it. Verlo, to see it. And lo can also mean him. Him. So how would you say, I didn't want to see him? What would that be? No quise verlo. No quise verlo. How about, I didn't get to see him. I didn't get to see him. No llegué a verlo. No llegué a verlo. So I didn't get to see him, and that would also have been, I didn't get to see it. Now, if we wanted to say, I didn't get to see her, the feminine of lo is la. So how would we say, I wanted to see her? What would that be? I wanted to see her. Quise verla. Quise verla. I wanted to see her. How about, in the end, I got to see her. In the end, I got to see her. What would that be? Al final, llegué a verla. Al final, llegué a verla. So I got to see her. I managed to see her, we could also say. Okay, the word for to meet someone, is conocer, conocer, to meet. How would you say to meet her? What would that be? Conocerla, conocerla, to meet her. How would you say, I didn't get to meet her? What would that be? I didn't get to meet her. No llegué a conocerla. No llegué a conocerla. How about, in the end, I got to meet him. In the end, I got to meet him. What would that be?
Al final, llegué a conocerlo. Al final, llegué a conocerlo.
So, llegué, I arrived, but very useful as I got to a place.
Llegué a casa.
I got home.
Al final, llegué a casa.
In the end, I got home. But also, I got to do something. I managed to do something.
Al final, llegué a conocerla.
In the end, I got to meet her. And another really useful application for the verb llegar is to mean, apart from arrive, is to mean to reach something. And if we want to say, I can't reach, like I can't reach the top shelf, whatever it might be that you can't reach, we just say, no llego, no llego. Literally, I don't arrive. Okay, so it doesn't translate as well, word for word. But if you want to say, I can't reach, you just say, no llego. So really useful little application there. And obviously the past, no llegué, as we've been learning already, the past of llegar is llegué. I arrived, I got to something. So no llego, I can't reach. No llegué, I couldn't reach. I couldn't reach. And that's all we have time for in today's lesson. As mentioned earlier, if you're looking to become a confident and a competent speaker of Spanish, head over to prospanish.co.uk, where you can download the full Levels 1 to 6 course.